to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
Welcome back, people. Got another new edition of the Ragman Show. How's it going? Good to be back with you people. My fans, my fan base, listeners. Maybe you're not fans, I don't know. Maybe you're like, I'll check it out just to see if he sounds like an asshole this week.
That should be a fucking beat.
John, fuck off.
You'll see.
I'll see what?
You're gonna pay.
Dude, so psycho. And it's getting close to Halloween, so I'm not sure what's going on here. But, dude, just chill the fuck out. You're starting to kind of creep me out a bit.
That's part of the plan.
Dude, what are you up to?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm not going to worry about it. Anyway, well, I hope you liked that. Not that. All right, that was a band called Melrose Avenue, and that was called Inside Your Head. Not to be confused with Melrose Place. No, there's no Heather Locklears, Josie Bissett's. Oh, there's the theme music. Good job, John.
Thank you, my God.
I can't get a break with this guy. But no, I mean, fuck. Oh, my God. Who watched Melrose Place back in the day? That was kind of a cool thing back when Fox in the 90s came out with like 90210, Melrose Place, and all these like adult dramas. I got hooked. A lot of people got hooked. And I think it's when all these stupid watch parties started. You go to a bar or a pub or whatever. And, oh, we're going to have a watch party for Melrose Place. We're going to see if someone dies. Or see if someone has a baby, or see if someone's gonna get proposed to, or who's the killer, you know, fucking crazy shit. I never did that. I never really got sucked into a watch party. The watch party was in my living room with probably a pizza. I used to do a pizza with the show and a beer or whatever, but no, never got sucked in. And the Metal Munchkin told me that I think there's a show called Love Island. I'm not familiar with it. I've heard of it. But there was a big deal. And I'm like, hey, let's go to this bar. And she goes, no, it's going to be packed because it's like the finale of Love Island. I was like, I definitely don't want to be any part of that. And it's weird because I used to watch a lot of reality TV. And just, I don't... I know why I stopped. A lot of it was due. I would watch it with the ex, and then anything I did with the ex, I just don't want to do anymore. I didn't want to do anymore. I'm just to the point where I can start watching movies again. I went a long period. I would say probably 3 years-ish where I didn't want to watch a movie, sit down and watch a TV show, nothing. I no interest. This is all we did. We were just like these couch potatoes getting couch sores, and it was just like, oh God, I don't want this life. I want to get out. I want to be out. I want to, you know, talk to people and be out in the atmosphere, or just be out somewhere by myself. It just, I don't want to be in front of a fucking TV. So I get my balls busted a lot because I'm not in front of a TV and I don't know news a lot of the time. I get my news at the gym in the morning. And my dad's like, hey, why don't you know about what he did? Or that happened there, that car crash, or what's going on over in the other countries. And I'm like, well, I see the news in the morning when I go to the gym, but not every day's a gym day. Well, guys, all this said, I hope you liked last week's show. I hope you enjoyed hearing Tracy. I've got another interview coming up in another week with an author. Yeah, I had to read a fucking book. I know it's fucking crazy. No one thought I could fucking read.
You can.
I can. I actually did.
You just have those stupid fucking glasses to make it look like you can read.
Oh, well, you may have found me out. Hey, I maybe have to AI some shit every once in a while and say, hey, what's this about? No, seriously, I read the book. And you'll find out. Great author. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun talking to the guy. So, not going to give it up yet. You'll find out here in a week or so. It may not be next week. Could be the following. Anyway, I wanted to kind of recap my concert week, where I saw 3 shows in a week. And I will say, you know, back to the divorce and getting back out there, that's something I did. I was going to see every show I could. Didn't matter who the band. If I liked them a little bit, great. If I knew them very well, great, greater. Or if I knew a few songs, I was like, you know what, I don't want to be home. I got to a point where I never wanted to be home. Now I'm kind of getting back in that mindset where it's like, hey, it's not so bad to be at home, and not, I don't need to be out all the time. I'm getting domesticated again. I got my girl, dude, going almost on 2 years. Very proud of that. She's amazing. You've heard her on the show. And the last trip we took, we went to Dallas to see a Bill. Road trips for a concert, I'll do it within state. Maybe I'll consider doing a flight here and there, but it just depends. It really, I mean, a lot of my shows that have been out of state have mainly been due to work-related, like I got to be there, so, oh, wow, they're playing perfect. And maybe you could modify your dates and say, oh, wow, Neck Deep's going to be here, or Juice Priest's going to be there. I can fly to go see them. So I've done that in the past, but now I'll do stuff in Texas. So Austin, San Antonio, Dallas are definitely within, you know, 3 to 4 hour drive and go see some live music. And then I have, you know, my candy is the beer. There's breweries in every one of those cities where I could go have a couple beers and then go see a great show. So this show was Neck Deep, The Story So Far. There was somebody else there I didn't give a fuck about. Origami something. I didn't care. We saw a little bit of them and they weren't great. We were in the merch line. And it was, I'll get there. Anyway, I tell you what, before I go any further, why don't we play some Neck Deep? Let's do it. Moody Weirdo by Neck Deep. I love me some Neck Deep. Those guys fucking rock, and they put on such a great show every time. And, I mean, that, for me, was worth the trip to Dallas. 4 hours in the car, to see a band, I gotta love them like I love Neck Deep. The last, I guess, round of their touring, I saw them in Houston, saw them in Dallas, and then saw them in Australia. So this is, I guess, my fifth time to see them, because the first time I ever saw them was at the, Sad Summer tour, which was very cool. So, anyway, yeah, so the girl and I got in the car, headed out, a short time, went up on a Monday, got there, hit a brewery, hit another brewery, worked a little bit, and then straight to the show. So Neck Deep comes on, there was this origami band that was on, they were not very good. Watched a little bit of them, but in the merch line. The merch line was very busy. And there was one shirt I wanted, and of course they sold out of my size, so I said, fuck it, let's get out of the line and go up. So we went in, we saw this at the Bomb Factory in Dallas. Good venue for a show. They've got their floor as well as reserved seating. So we went reserved. And I got to tell you, the older you get, you're going to do reserve, people. Trust me. It's not worth sitting on your fucking... Not sitting on your feet. Standing on your fucking feet for like 4 hours. So I like to kind of take a break now. I've been there. Done that. So anyway, Neck Deep comes out. They kill like always. But I got to say, they seem tired. They've been touring a lot. I mean, it seems like nonstop these guys are on the road. So I get it if they're tired. And, you know, I think, you know, finish this leg, go home, rest, and then start writing some new music. Because that last record, forget about it. I love that record. I love the old stuff too, but the last record, forget about it. That's my favorite. And that's kind of where I found this band. So... great show. And then the headliner that night was The Story So Far. I didn't know as much about them. I do know some of their catalog. Of course, made the Spotify playlist. And I'm like, wow, these guys are good. But wow, the dynamic was so interesting between Neck Deep and Story So Far. Neck Deep is a fun, like, party rock band. I want to say they're like the pop punk version of, like, Cheap Trick. Just a great, fun band to see live, but they full energy though. I mean, more energy than Cheap Trick, of course, but just a great, great live band. Love them, love their music. So, Story So Far comes on, and I gotta say, the girl actually mentioned this. She goes, "What a different dynamic between the two bands. You've got Neck Deep that comes out full energy, party rock, and then you've got the Story So Far that comes out." And, you know, they have a similar sound, but they're a little bit more deep. And it was kind of interesting because the singer sat, he stood on stage with his hands in his pants. I mean, he wasn't jerking off or anything like that, but he was just standing there in front of the mic. He kind of got a little bit more active in some of the songs, but I'm like, are you going to do something? But the energy level had changed. But the songs stood up and were good enough and they sounded well enough that you're like, oh yeah, this is a real deal. And it was, so the girl was like, Story So Far, they had a deeper vibe about them. They were more serious, where Neck Deep's more fun party rock. I was like, oh shit, I didn't even think about that, but that's a great observation. And this is from somebody that doesn't really know the music that well. She knows Neck Deep and likes Neck Deep, but Story So Far, that was new to her. I don't play a lot of them in the car. So she wasn't really aware, other than this like playlist I made for the concert. So tell you what, let's play some The Story So Far, and then we'll move on to show number two. Let's do it.
Why you left me here for another? These days it tends to seem
by the story so far. Cool song. Cool song. They didn't play it, but actually I recently discovered that at a brewery via Shazam. My friend Reese, one of the beer tenders at one of my favorite watering hole breweries here in Houston, is a big The Story So Far fan. He didn't get to go to the show. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, who's this band? I even know the song. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. And Shazam told me it was The Story So Far in Nerd. So there you have it. That's how I know that song. Anyway, I'm getting thirsty. Mr. G. Quick, bro.
Don't worry about it.
You okay? Are you ever getting over your thing?
You're gonna pay. That's all I'm saying.
Pay for what? You get your check every week?
Mark my words. I need a cigarette.
Alright, get your cigarette and calm down. This fucking guy. Alright, let me pour this bad boy. And this is from my travels in Dallas. One of my favorite breweries in Dallas, I've mentioned it before on the show. These guys do amazing beer. It's Celestial Beer Works, and they always just do phenomenal beer. So this one's called, I'm going to butcher the fucking name, Asteth? I thought it was Aesthetic, but it's Asteth. So what is it here? It's Hazy IPA. With peaches and apricots. Well, I like that. I love me a little fruit in the beer. Let's see what the ABV is. All right, they didn't tell me the ABV, so I don't care. Anyway, the can's really cool. It's got this whole tropical thing on it. Looks really nice. I tell you what, let's look at the beer here. That's the important part. Kind of looks like pineapple juice in a glass. There is lacing. It's sticking to the glass. A little bit of head, not a whole bunch, but let's see, aroma. Oh my God, dude, you get total peaches off this bad boy. Peach mango, forget about it. I think I'm gonna have, it's like I'm getting vitamin C with this one. Let's go, click. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Very, very fruity, tropical. Lots of mango and peach, but not overpowering the taste of the beer. It's very nice, man. I like this. And I'm sorry, I do this almost every fucking week. But I gotta give it a 4. Way to go, Celestial. You knocked it out of the park over here. John, hit the horns. Alright. So I tell you what, before we go to the next concert I went to, let's play another band. We're gonna be new music heavy tonight, people. I'm sorry. Is this the way it worked out? This is a new one from a band I love called Caskets. And this one's called The Only Heaven You'll Know. Let's do it. We'll be right back. Right Top's Caskets. The only heaven you'll know. Caught them last year, late last year. Me and the girl went out there and checked them out in a small club. And what a great show. Those guys put on an excellent show. Can't wait to see them again. But hold on. We got to hit the brakes. All right, I got to be honest. I hit the brakes on this show for a few minutes. I've done this show in two parts. I recorded the first part here a week or so ago. And it's been busy. It's been busy, so I've kind of missed out for the last week or so due to just life getting in the way, work and all that jazz. But during my hiatus last week, a great legend in rock and roll passed away. And I'm very sad about this one. Sad about Ozzy, too, but this one hit closer to home in that he was a big influence early on. I mean, 1975. Is when I was introduced to this guy's guitar playing. It's sad to me with the way the career has gone on with the band and stuff like that. I'm sure you guys all know Ace Frehley passed away from trauma to the head. He fell in the studio apparently and had internal bleeding and unfortunately didn't make it, which is very sad to me. Such a big personality. So funny. And seeing him in the day, I mean, he was this guy on stage and the riffs, the solos, the great songs, the songs he sang on. He had a great voice for that as well. He was a big part of Kiss early on. And I think out of the four members, he's the one that Gene and Paul really tried to keep in the band more than Peter. Nothing against Peter, but I think Peter kind of lost his chops a bit. Earlier on, and being a drummer, being the older guy in the band, yeah, it's going to happen. So it's harder for him to, you know, keep up with the style of music they do. But unfortunately, you know, they could never make amends toward the end, which really bothered me, especially the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, and then the final show Kiss did, and then, you know, here was coming the Kennedy Center Honors, that they were going to reunite again. And all four being in the same room, do they play? Probably not. They couldn't get past the bullshit. And I like to always blame Gene and Paul, but I have read some things since Ace passed that, you know, Ace just denied it. Or Ace just declined when they asked him to do stuff. I'm not sure if he wanted certain things to happen and they said no way. Or he just didn't want to be a part of that anymore. That chapter of the book for him was closed, and he had moved on. And I know Peter is kind of taking the same road with all the mudslinging Gene and Paul have done over the last several years, talking shit about him, which it's not right. Come on, we're adults here. Yeah, you didn't get along, you had problems, but you know, you don't have to do the mudslinging. But I did read somewhere online, and you gotta wonder with all this AI bullshit out there now and again that, you know, what's true, what's, you know, fake. But I did see something the other day, basically said on, you know, Ace's deathbed, or before he passed, he was like, he regretted not accepting at least playing the last show with Kiss in Madison Square Garden. So, you know, had his mind changed for the Kennedy Honors? I don't know. But truly a legend, an influence to so many. The Spaceman, Ace Frehley, is left the building. And it makes me sad. It really does. In honor of Ace, I want to play a song here. One of my favorites from the Kiss era. Maybe we'll do two. I'll tell you what, let's play Rocket Ride off Kiss Alive 2. Roll. We'll be right back. Love that song. He's a great songwriter, and again, just a great guitar player. Great riffs. Tasteful. And is he Eddie Van Halen? Is he Yngwie Malmsteen, Siva? Is he a guy like that? No. He's just a good, bluesy, rock, soulful player. With a lot of great, you know, solos out there, you know? Just a great guitar player. And he will be missed. And was still touring. And if he was in the studio, I'm assuming he was still recording new music. The guy was just always full of ideas. Which, again, it's so sad to lose someone. So young. 74 years old. You're like, oh, no, he's not that young. Hey, guys live into their, you know, late 80s, 90s, stuff like that now. So, yeah, he's a young guy. And was still doing it. And doing it well. So, just going to let you guys know I'm working on an Ace Frehley tribute, which will hopefully be airing here in a few weeks, where I'm going to get some artists to come in, tell some stories about Ace and how he influenced them. So, hope you get ready for that. Like I said, we'll have it in a few weeks, working on some big names to come in and do some Ace talk. So, Ace Frehley dies at 74 years old. Rest in peace. You will be missed, sir. So, one of his early hits as a solo artist was Rock Soldiers. And he was a rock soldier. Rest in peace, Ace. Track with the rest of the show here. So we're going back to new music. I did want to take a pause there for a minute to give tribute to the late great Ace Frehley. Again, rest in peace, and please stay tuned. In the next few weeks, you will get a full-blown Ace Frehley tribute with artists calling in and giving their memories of Ace, their interactions, or just, you know, how they were influenced by the band. Again, such a talented, influential guitar player. Didn't get the credit I think he deserved outside of, I guess, the musician world. But that said, let's move on. We're going to go back to new music. So the second concert I saw was back in Houston. So it was pretty crazy because I went all the way to Dallas to see Neck Deep and The Story So Far, and then hightailed it back. And I asked the girl, I said, hey, you want to go? And she's like, well, I am kind of tired. And I get it. You know, it was a long day. I mean, it's only 4 hours from Dallas to Houston, but still, you do that, then you got to work, and you got to catch up with work. And then one of her kids had a thing, and it was like, can you find a friend? So for this show, I'm like, hell yeah, dude, easy, easy peasy. I can get someone to go. I reached out to like 3 or 4 people, and everybody had plans. What happened to spontaneity? No one's spontaneous anymore. Everybody's fixed in their plans and they're set in their plans. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So what happened, I talked to my buddy Chase and he said, you're going, right? I said, yeah. He goes, well, my wife can't go. I go, where's your ticket? And his ticket was better than mine. So I don't know if you've ever done this, and this is the first time I've ever done this, is, okay, I bought two tickets for the show, but since my buddy had a ticket in a better location, I sat with him. So I had two tickets go to waste. But you know what? I paid to get in the show. His tickets were more expensive. So at the end of the day, I think I broke even. I don't know. But I tell you what, let's talk about it. I'm not going to play every band. The first band to open up was Boundaries. And Boundaries is pretty damn heavy and didn't really fit on the lineup so much. But I dug them. I was like, holy shit, man. These guys, they rock. I've seen them a few times. But they were like the oddball. They were like the needle in the haystack out there. Like, hey, we're heavy as fuck. And the rest of the bands, yeah, they're a lot more melodic than we are. So suck on it. And actually, they got a good reaction out of the crowd. Got the people going. For the first band that I was really there to see, I'm a big fan of, Boundaries, so-so. But no, the second band was the one I really wanted to see. State Champs. So I tell you what, let's play some State Champs right now. And I'll give you a taste, and I'll kind of tell you how they did live. Let's do it. So that was a little taste of State Champs. That was a song called Secrets. Man, they came out and just got the crowd going, man. They're a fun band to see live. Just really good stage presence. They sound good and just put on a hell of a show. So where Boundaries kind of came out and had this heavy vibe, you have this band, State Champs, that comes out there and just gets it more pop punk. And happy and people jumping and all that jazz and really making it for a fun experience. So nothing against Boundaries. I just thought they were kind of the oddball on the bill a little bit. But no, it works. It works. And the people in the audience are versatile where you could like, yeah. And I think that comes from maybe some of these festivals where you have bands like, you could have Journey on a bill with Slayer. You know what I'm saying? And it is different genres, but hey, they're different vibes, right? So you're all rocking, having a fun time with Journey, and then when Slayer comes on, you're destroying the place. So it's a cool vibe. So not quite the same situation, but a very kind of similar, if you know what I'm saying. So the next band to come on was a band called Yellow Card. I didn't know much about them. I'd heard they were really good live, and they had a good catalog. So I did check some of their stuff out. I'm like, ah, they're not bad. They're okay. And when they came out, big stage show, fire and stuff. I don't know. I think about mid-set, they kind of fell flat for me. I tell you what, let's play a song real quick and because I really dig this song. This song is called Light Up the Sky. It's a very cool song. I really dig it, man. So let's check that out. I'll talk a little bit more about Yellow Card before our headliner. Let's do it.
Making a choice to live.
great song, and they did play it in their set. Again, they did a good job. They lost me somewhere. You know, it got to a point where it's like, you know what, I kind of want to sit down. You know, they came up with the energy, and they kind of kept it going. They're not that old a band. But I wouldn't say I was bored. I was just like, okay. It was weird. I think it's one of those like co-headlining things. So the next band's A Day to Remember. So I think Yellow Card and A Day to Remember, like, hey, we're going to play full sets. This is going to be a whole day thing. Or not whole day, but it started early. I think Boundaries came on at like 6 or 6:30. And then the show went to like 11 o'clock at night. So it's 4 bands. Of course, Boundaries playing probably 25, 30 minutes. State Champs probably playing 30 minutes. And then you have 2 full sets, like a little, maybe an hour and 15 for each band. Something like that. But I don't know. It's kind of lost me. But the headliner, you know, I've seen them before. A Day to Remember. And I love this band. And it's funny because back in the 2000s, I discovered them. And I don't remember how. I don't know if it's like an album cover or what. It's like, who are these guys? And I just picked up the record. And I was like, wow, I really like what they're doing. But then I shoved the CDs away. And I forgot about them as metal was coming back and stuff like that. And getting into, I think it was getting more into some heavier stuff. Came back to them a little bit when my buddy Shelby's like, hey, dude, what do you think of A Day to Remember? I was like, I think I have some of their CDs. But I couldn't remember. And I went back. I'm like, oh, fuck. God, this is why I picked these CDs up. These guys fucking kick ass. They're awesome. So that said, I've been a bigger fan ever since that moment. A Day to Remember being my buddy Shelby's, one of his favorite bands out there of all time. So heard a lot in his truck when we would get together, and he hears a lot in my car when we hang out. So anyway, A Day to Remember put out a new record here a bit ago, and I'm going to play a single off that. I really dig it, and they played this live as well. It's a little mellow, so don't give me shit. It's called Closer Than You Think. Let's do it. A Day to Remember comes out, and they show why they're the headliner. They come up and fuck up the place, man, and in a good way. Sounded great, big show, fire, but just, I mean, the catalog. The catalog stands up so well, from the older stuff to the newer stuff, and they just kill. They were great. So I was very, very happy with this show. So, at this point, talking about the 3 shows I saw, We're not to the last one yet. We're getting there. So put your panties on. Or leave them off. I don't care.
Does that... how about jocks?
Yeah, leave your jock on. Yeah, you can do that.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought he might want to go out there with nothing. At least I could turn the lights off in the booth and I won't see anything. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, great show. So at this point, that show ranks a little bit higher. And again, I'm the biggest Neck Deep fan. I love them. But I thought they were tired. Out of all the times I've seen them, I think that that was probably the weakest. They didn't suck. They were good. Just, I don't know. They just seemed like they were kind of run out of gas a bit. So I think that was in towards the end of that tour. But they're fucking still playing. And the new record is phenomenal. I think it's a year too old now, but it's a great record. So yeah, pump it while you can, but come on, let's get back in the studio, recharge the engines, and then get back out there. So that was Monday, Tuesday. So I had a break on Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday comes and I got this show. And this is a show I was really looking forward to as well. The Plot in You, Motionless in White, and Bring Me the Horizon. Three solid bands. And there was some chick that was opening up. I saw her. That band sucked. They were not good. I don't even know what the name is. I'm not going to even mention them on the show. They were not good. But again, I'm in this situation where I have a spare ticket because my girl can't make it. There's stuff going on. Hey, when you got kids, you got to pay attention to the kids. And, you know, rock and roll is not your party, especially if it's not your genre of music. Even though if your boyfriend's into it, sometimes ladies you're going to like bail out, or sometimes girls, your guys are going to bail out because they got shit going on. I get it. No harm, no foul. I've gone to shows by myself. It never bothers me. But, again, I thought this was a ticket that I could either get my money back or go with a friend. So I go to the list and I find one of my friends and he doesn't even know who any of the bands are. He's like, you know what, I'll go. And I'm like, all right, cool. So we meet up, have a little dinner, have a beer or two, and then head to the venue, get in the venue. First band, I can tell he's not really feeling it, The Plot in You. And then when Motionless comes on, after they were done, he had had enough. It was not his style. So he bails. I'm like, dude, you're missing Bring Me the Horizon. They're the headliner. This show's going to be fucking phenomenal. I need to go. I got to get up. I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. Whatever. You're lost. At least this ticket didn't go to waste totally. But I lost all my money, basically. But whatever. It is what it is. I went. I saw. I don't care. So that said, let's get into this. The Plot in You. And you guys know I love them. And I've been talking about seeing them again for a while after my pussy hurt. And I got sick. But hey, shit happens, right? It does. I was bummed when I saw the set list, got on Set List FM, and they're like, we're not going to play your favorite song, so deal with it. So they have a lot of great songs, whatever. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. I can't tell them, hey, play my fucking favorite song. They're going to like, who are you? I was like, I'm Bragman. Come on. How do you not know that? How do you not know? So anyway, I'll tell you what. Let me give you some Plot in You. This is called Feel Nothing. I dig this one. Hope you do.
Before I say another word, just know that my intentions were pure. But you can't stand to be in silence. All you can hear is your own voice, fueling delusion in you, and I'm just so sick of backing down that I might just spill it all. And if I do, you won't be coming back without a deep scar in your soul. Are you not sick of playing games? Sick of giving blame? Sick of fucking living like the world has never given you a life to fight again?
Yeah!
Throw Some Pot in You, and oh my God, they rocked. I don't know if I mentioned this, but my tickets for this event were on the floor. So it's like a GA floor thing, and I saw Papa Roach and Under Oath and Rise Against, which I talked about on the show several months back. Same format. So it's where the Houston Rockets play, the basketball team, and it's on the floor. And then for the show that I went to for Papa Roach, they call it the pit. So it's a limited number of people that can be in this pit. And then behind that's like chairs and stuff like that. So it's kind of intimate. And I paid too much to see Papa Roach. But for Bring Me, I'm like, dude, this lineup is insane. I love every band, except for the first one, which I don't know who the fuck they are. So I was like, I will pluck down the money for this. I know Bring Me puts on a big show. That's why I wanted to bring the girl, but we know that. She didn't make it. Whatever. So we're up there. And Plotting You, I mean, we're right fairly close to the stage. There's no nonsense going on. Maybe a couple pits here and there, but nothing major. So I'm like, all right, fine. But at the show, my whole point of bringing this up is there was no seats behind the pit. The pit was all GA, which I was like, fuck, why is it so much fucking money? I mean, the other way is kind of a cool thing because you have your intimate spot and you pay the money and then there you are. So you don't have all these dipshits around you. But when it's like this GA floor and not the pit, which they called it false advertising. Fuck you, Live Nation. It was just chaos. The later the night went. So the next band that came on is another band I love. A band called Motionless in White. Before I talk about them, how about we play a song? How about we go with Eternally Yours, which they played at the show. And I'm playing you songs that they play. So let's do this. Hope you dug that song. That's one that I got back into, kind of forgot about. And they played it live. I'm like, motherfucker. Holy shit. These guys rock. They're so heavy, but still melodic. I love it. And I've seen them probably, I think that was only my third time. First time I saw them was on the Vans Warped Tour. And then I saw them headline at a place called White Oak, which is near downtown Houston, of course. And then I saw him here at Toyota Center. And this was probably the best time I've ever seen him. They were just spot on. The sound was great. Yeah, and here's where it starts, right? So, all right, let me back up. I've come all over the fucking map.
You need a beer?
You gonna bring me a beer?
Yeah.
I thought you were fucking mad at me.
Things have worked out.
How'd they work out?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't worry about it. I mean, you're being nice. So, yeah, bring me something out of the fridge.
I'll leave it over there for you, okay?
No, open it from me, okay?
Okay, Dad.
All right, great. I'm going to get a beer. So anyway, plot in you, which they're heavy, a little bit more deep, I would say. Kind of like when I talked about Story So Far earlier in the show, where they were kind of a deeper band than Neck Deep. Neck Deep being the party band, and then Story So Far being still a similar style of music, but kind of a deeper element. So the plot in you is heavy, a little deeper. They get these dark kind of songs, moods, and I love it. I love it. I love that band. They're so great. But Motionless, they come out and they got the horror vibe about them early on, especially. The first time I saw them at Vans Warped Tour, they had like you thought you were in Halloween all over again. You had the gravestones, you had the all the stuff on the stage, the skeletons and all that jazz. And it was the middle of summer. Seriously, they come out, it just killed. And I was thinking, I was texting my buddy that was, he had like the lower prom seats. He's like, fuck, dude, this is the best. I'm like, fuck yeah, it is. And Beyond the Floor was even better. With the exception of, we gotta have a fucking pit. All right, I wanna clear everything fucking out. I want a fucking thing down the middle. I was like, oh my God, here we go. You know, years ago. Maybe I'm more tolerable for it. I've told you a whole time. I've told you guys 100 times. The older I get, I want a fucking seat. But for this, I thought I was going to be in this pit like I was at Papa Roach. So there's no nonsense. If there's like a circle pit or whatever, it's going to be minor. I don't have to fuck with it. I'm okay. But no, it just started going. And it gets worse from the rest of the night on. It gets a lot worse. But anyway, Motionless was so solid, I was like, fuck yeah. So they killed. And then, next band, Bring Me the Horizon. Tell you what, let's play a song called Kool-Aid. And I'll tell you about that. Let's do this. So Bring Me comes up, and it's really cool. They got all these video screens, and I gotta say, the stage was something I haven't seen in a very long time, where it was all these like high-end video screens, and they put a lot of thought into the show. They wanted to make it a show. So they have these two screens on the side of the stage, basically it's this like computer chick saying, hey, there's demon infestation in the arena, and you're all exposed to it, you gotta get out now, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of fun. I'm like, oh, wow, I hadn't seen something like this in a long time. This is cool. And then they come on stage, and there's so much video production behind them on these screens. To where, one, I guess one thing that I would maybe criticize is you get lost in what's going on the videos compared to watching the band on stage. I found a happy medium for me where I got enough to watch the band, but then there were times I'm like, fuck, there's so much shit going on these screens. I want to see what's going on there. And they're kind of there. They're not in the way, but you're like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. But it was a very cool vibe, and they just killed it. It sounded amazing. Great stage presence, and just put on a hell of a show. I guess another critique I would have, I guess this is a thing that they do at all shows, and this irritates me, where, oh, we're going to pull a lucky fan out of the audience, and they're going to come sing a song with us. I hope they know the lyrics. You know what's fucking staged. They got to have someone that knows the lyrics. But, dude, I don't want to see that. I didn't pay $140 to come see you play so some fucker out of the audience can come on stage and sing your song for you while you sit down and then come sing with them. And everybody, I don't know. I don't get that. I don't like that. I don't like, well, oh, there's this kid. He can play guitar. Let's pull him out of the audience. I don't want to fucking see him. I don't want to see her sing. I don't want to see. I want to see the band. I paid a lot of money to see you play. And now you're putting random motherfuckers on the stage that I don't give two shits about. For what purpose? Yeah, good for them. I'm happy for them. They got their 5 seconds of fame or whatever it is. I mean, tomorrow, does anybody know what the girl's name that they brought up? I don't. I didn't give a fuck. I got bored. The one song they did it, I got bored. I'm like, why? Will this just end? But that said, it did not diminish my review of the band. They killed it. My only complaint, again, like Motionless, is it had to be pit central all the fucking time. Even more with Bring Me than it was with Motionless. And it got annoying. I mean, I thought I was far enough away from this pit to where I could relax and watch people beat the fuck out of each other. I'm fine with that. If you want to do it, do it. The last time I got in a pit was A Day to Remember about 3 years ago. I fell down because some stupid bitch was throwing water in the air and the floor was slippery. And I ate my shit. I fell down, hit the back of my head. Probably knocked something loose. Oh, the door is open. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what do you got for me?
This is a Great Notion Guava Mochi. Tropical Hazy IPA.
Oh, thanks, John.
Don't worry about it.
Oh. Thanks. You didn't even open it. I'm not going to do nothing dramatic, but I'm going to have this beer. Oh, wow, he just left. That's weird. The beginning of the show, he's being so fucking cagey and weird, and now he's being nice. Oh, well, I don't know what's going on. We'll talk to him before the end of the show is over. But that's it. I got to say, Bring Me was great. I enjoyed it, but these fucking pits, again, that's why I get seats. Had I known all that nonsense was going to go on, I probably would have got a seat. But here's the worst part. They did their song before the encore. The song is over. And I'm like, my fist is in the air. I'm like, yeah. And some asshole jumps on my fucking back. All right. I always say I'm not old. I'm not old. But I do have a lot of pain anymore. In my neck, in my back, I have problems. And this prick jumps on my back. I'm like, what the fuck? I said it out loud. What the fuck? And just instant reaction was like, shoved to the right, and the motherfucker fell straight to the floor. And then looked at me like confused. I'm like, cocksucker. If you're going to jump on my back, give me some fucking notice. If you want to do your little crowd surfing thing, I need to know. Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to get the fuck out of the way. I don't need to be a part of this. I don't want to be a part of this. I'll move away, let some other jackass send you up to the front or let you fall down somewhere else. But the funniest one I saw was this fat chick. She had to be 300 plus. And she decided she wanted to crowd surf right after the song, right as they were doing the encore stuff. And people were struggling. I mean, really struggling to keep her afloat. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen at a concert. Hey, I've lost composure. That reminds me of a song by Steel Panther, Fat Girls. Let's do it. What a great classic from Steel Panther. Love that song. Watched the video while I was playing it. And I was like, oh my God. I forgot how funny that was. And when they came out, Steel Panther was so cool, man. Because rock had missed what those guys were doing. They were trying to bring back the 80s, but in a parody style. And it worked. It was great. Unfortunately, I think after 4 or 5 albums or whatever they've done, it kind of played out. And seeing them live on that first tour, God, they were so great. And then it just turned into too much shtick. I know they recently toured for the first album, like the 20th anniversary or whatever. I didn't go. I thought about going, but I didn't make it. And I wondered how it would be. You know, did they do less shtick and play more music because they had more music? Or how was it going to be? So I'd be curious to see them again. Just to see how the show goes. I don't know. But anyway, guys, I've been going on for a bit here. I gotta say, I'm sorry I have missed the last few weeks. A lot of traveling and a lot going on. That week with the 3 concerts, and then I left for a trip to Canada, and yeah, I've been busy. Got stuff to do. But anyway, I've got some stuff going on. Hey, Halloween's right around the corner. John's got some stuff in store for Genghis and I. So, what are we doing?
Don't worry about it right now. I'll give you instructions.
Instructions for what?
They're to be sawn.
Ah, okay. Well, thanks for the beer, John. It's actually a really good beer.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great night.
Okay. That's a little strange. We went from so surly for the last month or so to being nice tonight. I think something's afoot, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. That said, guys, I want to thank you for listening every week that I'm on, and I apologize again for missing the last few weeks. I'm going to try to get back on a regular schedule, but I'm off to Europe soon. So you know how that goes. I'm usually pretty good when I'm on the road there, so I'm going to try to do road reports, interview locals as I do, bring you a taste of Europe. I'm going to go to a few areas that I've never been to before. So it'll be a lot of fun. Coming up, Ace Frehley tribute show. A GNR reunion on Halloween. And there's some stuff in store for us. Genghis and I met. We had lunch here a week or so ago. And we're told, hey, you got a new mission. We pretty much like cleared out the zombies and all that. But maybe they're back. I don't know. So we'll all see you on Halloween night. When we get together and do our thing. But anyway, thank you for listening every week. Appreciate the comments when you send them. And before I let you go, I'm going to give you one big holds up.
my name when I was on my dying breath. The skin wore off my